A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 25. On the ruined planet of Tartaglia, deep underneath the planet's surface, the crew of the Tin Sparrow found the remaining members of Verbok's missing team. After making sure the three remaining members were safe, the crew moved on to discover the legendary Nova Vaults. Within them, they found millions and millions of credits worth of lost artifacts, precious metals, and treasure. Packing up their findings, the crew and Verbok's team make their way back to the surface.
You guys see six individuals waiting for you. There's one guy who's standing in front, and you guys recognize him. It's Acid Spore. It's the pirate that was talking to you earlier before they attacked your ship.
Didn't we fuck him up?
No, you did not.
Well, we're about to.
And then there's two Trandoshans. It's two Rodians and a Zabrak. They're all kind of standing behind him. He's standing there with his arms crossed. The Zabraks are holding like their rifles, and the other guys have their hands on their pistols. No one is—they're not pointing at you guys, but they are like just sitting there waiting for you guys to come out.
Helen, we'll met Acid Spore.
You guys took out two of my ships.
Yes.
Oops.
I can't let that slide.
Hold on, sir. Acid Spore. Let me have this folly. So we took out two of your ships before. What makes you think that you're gonna get out of this alive? We can take out everybody, and then we're just gonna still have all the stuff we have, and then all the stuff you have. And we're still going to get away.
And I'm probably going to eat you.
That's true.
He'll desecrate you.
We're professional pirates.
We're professional ass kickers.
Oh! All right, I'm going to look at Sawbone and like look at one of the other guys. And uh-huh. I make eye contact, right, when I look at you.
You wink at me.
And like, I assault Gambit right then.
Okay.
Shit.
Which guy do you look at? What's just two Trandoshans.
A Trandoshan.
Okay.
My initiative roll was a 22.
You win.
Shoot him in the head.
20.
That hits. For sure.
18 damage.
Nice, that's a good chunk.
That's just the first one.
First round's free.
Where did he hit? Where did he hit that guy when he shot him?
Okay, so I didn't shoot him in the head. I shot him in the shoulder. I shot him in the right shoulder.
All right, so you catch him in the right shoulder.
Y'all can get away with just that one. I believe we're fine with that.
They all pull their weapons out.
All right, your funeral. I can roll the persuasion check.
Yes, roll the persuasion check.
Oh,
did I see that?
That's a nat 20.
That was a 37, a nat 20.
A nat 20.
37.
He beat it by like 20.
Jesus Christ. What do you even do at that point?
Yeah, so I guess
I rolled a
nat
20.
Yeah. So I guess we'll go just get on our ship.
Yeah. Yeah, they all kind of like just immediately like, shit, all right, these guys ain't down to tango.
As we walk away, uh-huh. I'm just going to give him a smirk. I'm going to be like, Acid Spore, right?
Oh,
I'll never forget that name.
Yeah, they kind of retreat back to their ship, which is just a little off the other direction of you guys, and they kind of just, you see them get up and take off. And
just leave.
And leave.
Just fuck off.
Live to fight another day.
That is without a doubt the worst pirate I've ever seen.
Perhaps the smartest pirate.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very,
I mean,
true.
Especially after losing two ships, like two
just
ships hours
already.
Earlier.
And then his friend just got shot the fuck up.
No.
And we just did not have time for his shit. Just like, nope.
So you guys help Dr. Merrick and Sinkovsky and Xena Halgor. You guys help them get all their all the stuff loaded up on their ship. You help
I wonder
them
what
get,
they thought about all of that.
Yeah, they're all just standing there like holding stuff. Just like,
what
you're
the
welcome.
Fuck is going
oh,
on
shit.
Here?
Yeah.
The juxtaposition with our fucking around at the very beginning and then our like badassery at the end.
Yeah.
Who are
that's,
these
that,
guys?
That's why they're like, yeah, what the fuck?
Are these the same
just,
guys?
Yeah. They literally don't understand.
The Queen of Abuja shot somebody.
Right?
Yeah.
I will not sit back and watch my people die.
Dr. Merrick's like, Your Highness, that was a very well placed shot. And then Sin's like, dude, just not the queen. So you guys help them tear down their campsite or all their like tents and stuff, and you guys help them get all the stuff loaded up onto their ship. And on their ship, you guys reach Verbok. He lets you guys know that like they're going to bring the stuff back. He's going to wire you guys 10 million credits to split between each of you.
All right.
So, 10 million, eh, bad?
Yeah. And you guys let him know of the holocron, and you know, he's like, Mark Kenobi.
That's me.
You can have that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is it a Jedi or a Sith?
He just raises his stumpy little arms just like, why are you asking me? I don't know. This seems like a question you should know the answer to.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Okay. Verbok also let you guys know, since he let him have the
holocron,
you guys can go pick out one thing from the treasure.
One thing?
Hey.
What's interesting?
The man who has everything, what would he possibly want out of there?
I'll just take some of the Durasteel. Actually, you want Durasteel.
I do.
Oh, yeah, don't forget about that Durasteel, y'all.
Yeah. Okay.
What's up with that tiara?
Yes.
There's a couple of tiaras, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, like, one that's, like, silver, and it's got a bunch of, like, rubies and a couple of diamonds and things in it. There's, like, a gold one.
I think Chubbub would want the silver one that's shiny.
Okay.
So I'm just going to put that on my head and just be like, yeah.
I look at you and I say, now you're the queen of Naboo.
Oh, yeah. Hail to the queen, baby.
You're gonna take like, a gold sword.
Yeah, like, the fanciest one that's in
it's
there.
It's got, like, a really nice sheath and stuff, too. Yeah, you know? It's really it's most
very,
decorative.
It's the most gaudy thing I can see.
Yeah. Yeah. Kale, what are you getting?
Diamond bolo.
Diamond bolo?
Like a bolo tie?
Like a bolo tie.
I don't even think they have bolo ties in this galaxy. You get like a brooch and then fashion it into a bolo tie.
Sure,
if that's your prerogative. What does the brooch that you pick look like?
There's a bunch of brooches. Tell me what yours
pick an
like.
Animal.
Uh-huh. Mine's a little scarab. Okay. Yeah, a gold scarab brooch that I turn into a bolo tie.
So you guys take your belongings, you say your farewells to the three of them.
Farewells.
Deuces.
Their ship with just the three of them seems quite overkill. You get back to your ship, and when you get up to the cockpit, the holocom kind of has like a blinking red light, like maybe you've missed a couple of calls.
Nice, we got some messages.
And then like almost immediately after you like sit down and start powering stuff off, another call starts coming through.
Who is it?
It's probably a sponsorship deal for one of my pod raisings.
Sawbone!
Oh, what's up, Box?
Where are you, man? I've been trying to get a hold of you for hours.
We're on Tartaglia doing a mission for Verbok.
I just talked to Verbok a couple days ago. You're in for the Great Hunt. I need you to get to Daxon immediately. The Great Hunt begins soon.
Cool. I'm headed there right now. I'm going to let my team know we're going.
All right, we'll see you boys soon.
Cool.
All right, you guys hang up.
And then I get on the intercom and I go,
hey, everybody, can we come to the cockpit and have a meeting real quick?
Sure.
Hey, so, I've been selected to be a part of the Great Hunt, and I have to go to Daxum. Would you guys mind going with me?
I'm super swamped.
Man, what the fuck you guys got to do?
I mean, it's cool if you don't want to help me. I don't really
need
your help.
I just need to run Daxum or Shadow.
Oh, I understand that, but I have to go now.
Oh, I've got like 4 or 5 movies to take back to Redbox.
That's important.
I mean, Kale,
you can't just return those to anybody.
If you don't want to go with me, then just say you don't want to go.
No, I totally
I'll just remember
go.
That
I
you're
totally
a terrible
I just,
friend.
I don't understand why you're lording this over. I mean, I understand why you're lording this over us, Queen Bee.
I'm not the queen.
So you're not. Fine, I guess. Twist my arm.
Okay, I twist his arm.
Oh, fuck, it was a figure of speech, you stupid shit. I'm going.
Before we get underway, I want to go find PN15 and be like,
yo, PN, I got something for you.
And I'm going to take the tiara off, just kind of put it on PN15 and just walk away, not say anything.
PN, did you miss us while we were gone? We've been trying to hail you for like a day or so.
You guys have only been off the ship for a couple hours.
Yeah,
it's really not.
It's felt like it was a lot longer than that. Maybe. We've been trying.
Did you make any lunch?
No. Here's your ration bar.
What's got up your fucking trunks?
You ask him that, and you guys are taking off into space, and you're headed to Daxon. He just looks at you, and he says,
"Nothing. Just respect the queen and the boo."
You guys are headed to Daxon, which is the moon of Onderon. You guys may remember it from Knights of the Old Republic. It's in that. Willie, will you give me a galactic knowledge or something?
Yeah,
a knowledge
galactic lore.
Yeah.
27.
Okay. So you know, and you can relay this to your team. We'll just say that you're telling them this, that the Mandalorians used to inhabit that planet about 2,000 years before, 3,000 years before. There's a giant civil war that happened between Onderon and the royal family there and some of the people on Daxon. Since then, the Mandalorians have kind of left that planet. They are out in the galaxy on other planets and whatnot. Some of them have moved back to Mandalore to try to reclaim that planet. But it still holds a pretty... it's pretty significant to them still. So that's why they have selected it for the Great Hunt. At least the starting point. So you guys are on your way there. It's just like a two-day trip from where you guys are. You guys are actually pretty close. So you've got some time on the ship if you want to focus on that holocron and try to open it up.
I'll do that.
All right, give me a use of force check, please.
That's a 28.
Okay, nice. You are in your bunk. You've kind of secluded yourself. They're all out in the main living area.
I'm wobbing the holoquam.
That's not how it works, I don't think.
No.
Still doing it.
No.
I got a 29 on the use of force check. So. Jesus. So you're focused really hard on it, and you're rubbing it, and
oh god, still sounds bad.
Canon.
That's canon.
This holocron, I believe it was like gold in color. If not, I'm retconning it now. It's gold in color. It's also like a pyramid. You see every single one of the corners, they like spin out. And it starts to, like, unravel itself, and it turns into, like, a little holo video thing. Not recorder, but a holo video. And a man appears.
I hit the play button.
You don't have to hit play. That's not how this works. There is no play button.
But there's a triangle.
But I look at it, and I'm like, there's a play button somewhere. and I look around for it, and I'm like, can't find it.
So the gatekeeper, standing there with his arms crossed, he's in robes that you might see, like, on a... on Jedi.
Mm-hmm. Who is the one seeking my knowledge?
Oh, the Master Granddaddy Jedi, okay?
So you're a Master Jedi?
I could flip for you.
I don't need to see that. Okay, do it.
Gotta do a backflip.
Snap backflip. That's how you use the Force.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a force backflip.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
31.
Okay, yeah. So you set the holocron down and you do a perfect backflip.
Ta-da!
Okay, so who are you?
Oh, you know, Mark Kenobi. You heard of me?
No.
Can I ask you a personal question, though?
Sure.
Like, don't you get stuffy in there? Like, aren't you bored? What do you do? What do you got things in there for?
I'm a computer.
Do you do things?
I'm a computer.
Do you, like, watch movies? Do you do video games?
I'm a computer.
Okay. Hi.
You still have not told me who you are.
Oh, well, across the galaxy, I'm known as a great, wonderful actor and a vicious killer.
What?
Just kidding. a Jedi.
A Jedi who is an actor and a vicious killer.
No.
That sounds pretty dark side to me.
No, the second part was just a joke, the whole killer thing.
I'm a computer.
Oh, you don't understand. Okay, let's start with something simple, okay? Jack and Jill went up a hill. Okay. Grabbed a pillow. Anyways, what's up?
I assume you want to know...
Oh, knowledge and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. What do I got to do? Is there a test?
No.
Okay. Can I just... Do I hit a button?
No.
Okay. Do I study?
Oh, well, always study.
Well, you study for a test.
Yeah, there's no test.
So then why study?
Because it's part of the Jedi way. You said you are a Jedi.
That's right.
I'm familiar with
I've
the Jedi.
I've got a lightsaber.
Okay.
Yeah, we used it in the dock once. Find a way.
People are known to do that.
He's still just standing there with his arms crossed.
You know, the last one was a girl.
So I'm not the first holocron that you've opened.
Oh, no. I opened like this dark one or something.
How do you know this one's not a dark one?
I don't know. Are you a dark one?
Maybe.
But you're gold.
That doesn't mean anything.
But it's pretty.
Well.
Pretty is good.
Is it?
Sometimes.
Are you sure?
When I talk about it, I always think of ants when I think of pretty. Anyway, let's do this thing.
What do you want to know?
I'd like to get more powerful and stuff.
I can help you with that.
Okay. What's the book?
There is no book.
How do I study?
You focus on the Force, and okay. The Force will show you the way.
Okay. I'm going to close my eyes now.
I focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I open my eyes.
Am I done?
No. If you require my help, I'm going to need you to go to a
slaughter a pig.
No.
Okay.
You can slaughter whatever you want, but no.
Oh.
I thought you needed a sacrifice.
No, I don't need a sacrifice. I'm not a god. I am a computer.
Okay.
But I do hold a lot of information about myself and my teachings, but I am missing
if
a
you're
part
you want to hook up to my brain?
That's not how that works.
Okay.
I have a second part of my holocron.
A wife?
It's not a wife per se, but there is another part that will complete my knowledge.
Wait, I got another holocron.
It doesn't work that way.
Oh.
It's one that I made.
What do you need? I'll seek it out.
It should be on the moon of Daxon.
Hey, we're on our way to Daxon right now.
Isn't that convenient?
It is really convenient. It's almost like it was put together on purpose.
Thank God.
Thank God indeed.
On the moon of Daxon, you will find the tomb of my old master, Freedon Nod.
Freedon Nod? I think I heard of a chip like that.
You may also be able to find a lightsaber crystal there.
Oh, I've been looking for one of those on the black markets.
That's one way to find a crystal. May not be the best way, but that is one way to get one.
Well, I mean, I've been looking on it, but I don't know how to enter it. You know, like, I spookle search it, I'm like, black market. Nothing.
You gotta ask James.
I think you need to use a Tor browser.
Tor browser.
I'll ask Willie Rowe about that one. He's got encyclopedias.
So until you get that piece, there's not much else I can tell you except about myself. But that's about it.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, see ya.
Oh, no.
And so it turns off and it closes back up. Yeah, you guys arrive on Daxon. You see it's a moon that is like actually really close to the planet of Onderon. In fact, there's times during its rotation where they actually share atmosphere. That's how close they are. So you guys fly towards the coordinates that Boxdrag gave you, and you guys land outside of what looks like an old temple. You see a bunch of Mandalorian flags and with a bunch of like different clan crests and stuff all over them. When you guys get off the ship, Boxdrag is standing there waiting for you guys.
Oh, shit. What's up, Box?
Sawbone.
What's going on,
Box,
man?
This is my gang.
I've met some of you, I believe.
This is Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
How's it going?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. This is Chubrub.
Chubrub, it's good to see you again.
What's up, brother?
This is Kill D-Bag.
I was pulling crates the other day, and I was thinking of you. Box drag.
No, I understand the joke.
He doesn't think it's funny.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that one before?
No, my whole life I've heard that joke.
That's a drag.
Guys, he doesn't think it's funny. Like,
and then who's this?
This
fellow?
Is Willie. This is
okay,
Willie
thank you.
Hello, I'm Matt.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Look how awesome his beard is.
No, I'm impressed.
Ding. I flick it.
Wait, what? Hold on.
It makes a metallic ping.
I wasn't paying attention.
Did Willie Rowe get some upgrades? Bionic beard?
No, it's just really gelled.
The Kashyyyk lax?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know about
that's
that.
That's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. All right, so before we go into the temple, I'm going to explain some of the stuff about the Great Hunt. Because they're just going to jump right into it. The other teams are already inside. You guys are some of the last to arrive. It's fine. There are 32 teams competing for the Great Hunt. Each team gets 4 targets. Teams are not allowed to kill other teams unless they are assigned the same target. So if you just run into somebody that you know is a part of this, but they're not on your target, you cannot kill them or you're automatically eliminated. Teams are scored on skill, flair, kill type, and other factors.
Oh, that's good, because we got a lot of all those things.
Fair enough. That's why you're here. It's also very important that you, Sawbone, get the kills. Even though you have a team, and there are other teams, it's always important that the person who is going for the Great Hunt is the one that gets the kill or the capture. Even if that means you call the shot, let's say, like you guys did on Sullust, where you told him to put the explosive and you pushed the trigger. Well, he did the work, you still made the call. That counts. That'll get you the points, all right? If you don't, you'll still get points for how the kill goes down and stuff, but there will be a deduction. So you can get to the final. You can get the last kill, but if they have better points than you, if they still score higher before, you still have a chance to lose, all right? I will also be working as your liaison between the Mandalorians. So they're going to give me the kill list, and I will relay that information to you as we get it, all right?
For sure.
Verbok is your sponsor, and he will be providing any equipment you need. If you need explosives, sniper rifles, or whatever you need for a specific reason. So you can't just go ask him for anything you want. It needs to be specific for your job that you're doing, right? And I am kind of like your, I don't want to say team captain, but I am like your coach. I am there to give advice, tell you where the targets are, and any relevant information I can. With that, let's go inside.
Let's do it.
As you guys start to walk up, he does stop you guys one more time. And he's just like,
"You're a Jedi, right?"
"Yeah."
"It may not be best for you to walk in."
"Oh, why?"
"Mandalore's not a huge fan of Jedi. You guys have been at war for a long time now, so it might be best for you to stay behind and
head on the ship then?"
"I don't care what you do, just don't come inside. I think that might be best."
"Hey, a quick question. Do you know Frito-Lay's?"
"The chip?"
"What's that? Oh, hold on. Let me check my notes. Frito-Nod. Sorry.
I've heard of him. Yes, he has a very extensive history here on this planet."
"Yeah? Where can I go to find him?"
"Well, he's dead, so."
"Oh. Uh-oh."
"Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Beans.
Beans.
Okay. Where's his grave?"
"There is an old temple that's a couple miles away through the jungle."
"Okay, can you send me coordinates?"
"Sure thing.
I'll go do that."
Yeah, so he like pulls out his data pad, he puts in some coordinates, and he sends it to you.
"I, be careful."
"Okay, bye."
He's, okay.
"Okay." "Why don't you guys go
with him?" "Hey, where are you going, buddy?"
I talked to a holoquan, my best friend right now, and he's like, go speak to Frito-Lay's guy. And so I was like, okay. So I asked him, and I'm like, hey, where is he? And he just gave me the coordinates. You want to go?
"Your best friend."
I didn't mean it like that. It was just like, you know, because he was talking to me. Anyway, you want to go?
Fucking computer's not going to take a place of a best friend. I'm on my way.
So I run back to him and grab his hand. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, so you guys take off into the woods.
You can let go of my hand now.
All right, so he takes the three of you, Sawbone, Chubrub, and Willie. You guys walk inside. You see a bunch of other people, a bunch of other bounty hunters and some of their teammates and stuff. You recognize some armor on one of the bounty hunters. You guys give me a perception check, please.
26.
23. 18.
It is Lindsay, the Merciless. It's her armor.
I haven't heard from her in forever.
She looks a little different.
"Hey, it's that shape-shifting bitch. Hey, what up, girl?"
"It's you guys again, huh?"
"Hey, we ain't gonna blow up this time. We good."
"You didn't blow me up last time either, so."
Helen Womet.
"Okay.
You want some jerky? You hungry?"
I don't want any jerky. They invited you lot to this.
"Only the best."
"That's what I thought. Now I'm not so sure if they're letting the likes of you in here."
"Oh, come on. That's cold."
"Yeah, right? Like, why can't it be like that?"
She just shrugs and turns away.
"Yeah? I tap her on the shoulder, and when she turns around, my middle finger is right in her face, like,
fuck you! Fuck you!"
"Yeah, you tell that bitch, Sabo. You tell that bitch."
"Okay.
Let's get shot."
She turns around, your finger's in her face, her hand whips up, she grabs your finger, and she breaks your finger.
Oh. I mean, the middle finger can be repaired.
You take 6 damage.
Okay.
"Is that any way to treat a fellow hunter? You should apologize."
"Mind trick."
Damn. Oh,
31.
Damn.
All right.
30 is effective.
So she has to apologize.
Listen. Let's get the hunt started first. I apologize for breaking your finger. But no, if you get in my way on this hunt, I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, I'll kill you. I'll kill you as well. If you're in my way, I will shoot you in the face.
And her team walk away. So you guys are standing around with a bunch of other bounty hunters and stuff. A Mandalorian walks out of like a large doorway, and she says,
Will you all follow me, please? We're going to the grand meeting chamber.
And she leads all of you down these hallways and stuff into this very large kind of meeting room. Almost like, it's like kind of stadium seating a little bit. And then down at the bottom is like this flat area and like a very large chair in the center, kind of like a throne. And on it is another Mandalorian. He's a human. He's a very big man. Very intimidating just by the look of him. Bulky. But he has a helmet on, so you can't actually see what he looks like. And she walks down next to him, and they watches all of you walk in and take your seats. Box is sitting with you guys. And you can see now, like, there's enough space for hundreds more people than are there. As everyone sits down, the room falls silent, and he stands up.
Many of you probably know who I am. I'm Mandalore. The Barbaric. The Great Hunt hasn't been done for several years. Probably about 20 at this point. I think our last winner was Box Drag.
And he points up, kind of gestures up to you guys all sitting there, and all the heads in the room turn and look at you guys. And Box Drag is sitting there very, like, he's sitting up straight. He's looking down at everybody. Just, like, kind of meeting their eyes.
Chub Rub starts excitedly clapping. Totally misreading the moment.
You hear a couple chuckles. Other people just like, oh my god. So he continues to talk, and he tells you guys again about the great hunt. And a lot of the stuff that Box has already told you. Just how it's going to work. And, you know, all the rules and the tradition. And he gives a huge history lesson about how the Mandalorians aren't a race. They aren't, you know, they're not all the same species that they adopt a lot of other clans and stuff. And the way that they decide to do that a lot of the time is through the Great Hunt. And the Great Hunt will adopt whoever wins will become a Mandalorian. They will become a full-fledged Mandalorian. They'll be able to use the title Mandalorian. They will receive Mandalorian armor. And they will be adopted into a clan. So he tells you, he's like,
within the next week, your team leads will contact you. And they'll let you know who you need to hit. At that point, that's when the hunt begins.
Pretty much at that point, he kind of, you know, after he's done talking, he sits back down and people start filing out. Hey everyone, and thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope that you are enjoying this. I'm so excited to get to the Great Hunt stuff. I am so fucking pumped. It has been a lot of fun to record this stuff. We're actually starting to catch up now to where we are recording. I think we've done about 3 sessions since this. We recorded this back in December, so we're getting caught up, because before that we were in October. So we're catching up, finally. If you are finding this because of the Adventure Zone, thank you so much for checking this out. Hope you are enjoying the show so far. If this is your first episode, please go back to the beginning and start there. Everything will make way more sense, I promise. We have a couple things we want to talk about here in this break. We're going to try and keep this short as possible. I always say that, and it's never true. But first and foremost, Comic Palooza, May 25th through the 27th in Houston, Texas. The 8-Bit Geek will be there. We will have a booth. We will also be doing a panel to talk about podcasting and stuff. So if you are in Houston, Texas, or are in the area, anywhere nearby, go check that out. May 25th through the 27th, we will be there. And Saga will be represented as well. So make sure you come, come hang out and come meet us and whatnot. So again, Comic Palooza, May 25th through the 27th. If you like what you're listening to, please go check out some of the other shows on our network. This week, I want to talk a little bit about 8-Bit Geek. It is the other show that I'm a co-host on. And it's a lot of fun. We do it every week. We talk about nerdy news, stuff that's happening in movies and video games, and sometimes comics and whatnot. Just, you know, your typical nerdy news podcast. And we do a lot of other fun stuff. We do a segment on misconnections where we will go find some of the worst misconnections we possibly can. And we have, like, these characters that we do, like, voices and stuff. So, like, PN15 is actually named after a character that I do on 8-Bit Geek. His name is Sean Pennis. And it's the voice. It's the voice I do for the character and all the terrible things that he says. And so if you go back to, like, the first episode and we introduced PN15 and I use this voice and you hear Jer start laughing, it's because he didn't know and I caught him off guard and that was my whole plan. It's a lot of fun. It's really silly. But yeah, check that out. It's out like every Tuesday, and we record live on Twitch every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can find that at twitch.tv/TheBigGeek. And yeah, it's like our, you know, it's the namesake of our whole network. It's like our first show, and, you know, we have a great community that you can be a part of if you want to go hang out, like, on our Discord and stuff. And, you know, meet other fans of this show and all of our other shows. You can find that on our website at the8bitgeek.com. Also there, you can find a link to our Threadless store, where we've got some pretty sick shirts. In fact, as I'm recording this, about an hour ago, we just dropped our brand new Chub Rub shirt. It's a really cute design. It's a design. It's Chub Rub. So it's cute in that it's Chub Rub, but it's also pretty. What's the right word? Not savage. It's Chub Rub, right? He's like in a high chair and there's like a rib cage on the front of him and he's burping and it's Chub Rub, right? So go check that out at 8bitgeek.threadless.com. Go under collections and then you'll see Saga and you'll see all of our Saga shirts, like the Sawbone shirt, the Mark Kenobi food truck shirt, the Sarlacc Money Pit, and now Chub Rub as well. So go grab one of those. Or all of them. Just go grab all of them, right? Also through our website, you can find our Patreon, patreon.com/8bitgeek. And all the money we make through our Patreon goes back into the show. It's helping us go to Comic Palooza. It paid for the booth. You know, it pays for some of the stuff that we're going to be giving away. I'm not entirely sure what we're giving away this year. And last year we gave away a PS4, an Xbox One, a whole bunch of Pops. I think a Nintendo Switch. Did we give away a Nintendo Switch last year? Shit, I think we did. Passes for the next year's convention and all that fun stuff. So that's where that money goes if you're always wondering. Speaking of Patreons, I want to give a shout out to a friend of the show, Michael Melisel. He's an author who is writing a new series called New Genesis Haven. The first book of the series, it's like a fantasy world that's like not too far in our future, right? Humanity's population is largely destroyed and the survivors are like faced with these magical beings such as, like, dwarves, elves, and orcs. They're called, like, the Fae. And the book is about the citizens trying to face this new world and survive. And I've read the first chapter, and it's really good. It's just really interesting. You know, a lot of fantasy and stuff has, like, this whole all these have lived together forever kind of, you know, mentalities and stuff. Whether it be, like, something like Bright, you know, on Netflix, or even though if it's, like, present day and there's technology and stuff, like the orcs and the elves and the fairies and whatnot and humans have all lived together. You know, you got Lord of the Rings and all that fun stuff. This is taking where it's like we didn't. Like Earth was Earth and everything was normal. And then like this huge like earth shattering event happened and suddenly now there's dwarves and elves and orcs and stuff on this, you know, realm with us and shit's kind of going south. And so go check that out. You can find it over on patreon.com/newgenesis. The first 50 subscribers get their name on a page dedicated to them in the book. And you also get a copy of one of the first prints, and it'll be signed. And, you know, you can go help support them for as little as $3 a month with, I think, he said about 1 to 2 chapters being released monthly. So go check that out. Patreon.com/newgenesis. Go check it out. And last but not least, you can always find us on Facebook at The 8-Bit Geek. You can follow us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. If you tweet using the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, we'll name a character after you. Again, this episode, you know, we've got Acid Spore returning. There's Dr. Merrick and Sinkovsky, who are, again, are all named after listeners. So thank you guys for sharing the show.
Again, go tweet about the show, share it with your friends. And while you're at it, go rate us on iTunes, give it a 5-star rating, subscribe on Spotify. That helps push us up on the charts on both those platforms and helps us reach new listeners. So thank you once again for listening. Let's get back to the show. Some fun stuff's about to happen. Meanwhile, in the forest of Daxon, Mark and Obi and Kale D-Bag are
walking along.
So, how much? Hypothetical. How much would it take for you to, you know, boop, with a human?
With a human?
Yeah.
Are you talking about you?
Yeah, well, I mean, not me.
I don't know. I've never really given it any serious thought.
Okay. Ask me one.
Oh, how much would it take? Oh, you want me to ask you the same question?
No, not the same. Come up with your own. Have you ever done hypotheticals?
Okay. Yeah, sure. What's a number between 1 and 10?
Oh, well, you got 1 and a 2. You got 3 and 4. You go all the way up. I mean, you're really a lot of choices here.
That'll keep him busy for a couple of hours.
So you guys keep walking. And you guys, you come across a temple. It's a lot smaller than the one that you guys just landed at. And it's covered in vines and there's like bushes and stuff. Like it's overgrown. You can see that it had once been sealed, but it has been broken into. It is busted open.
Hey, this thing looks like it's been sealed, but it recently been broken into.
We should check it out.
Okay.
All right.
You want to go first?
Nope.
Okay. Paper, rock, scissors. All
right.
One, two, three. Paper.
Paper as well.
Uh-oh. One, two, three.
Scissors.
Oh. One, two, three. Paper. Rock. Oh, damn it.
Get in there.
So I go first. Okay. Jesus. All right, so you walk in first. It is very dark and very dusty inside.
So I'll ignite a glow rod. Got to save energy on the lightsaber. Batteries. So I throw a couple of them ahead of us.
Okay.
And ignite the way.
All right. So you kind of just make your way through some like corridors and stuff. You end up in a like pretty good size like room. You see some like destroyed battle droids, like they were there for like protecting what was inside this room and stuff, but they're done. They're covered in dust and there's like stuff growing through them.
I still eye them suspiciously.
As you're walking in, you hear something fall past you and land on the floor.
Oh, what was that?
Look out!
I jump on his back.
On my back? And I ignite my lightsaber out of fear.
You see, it just looks like a black, shiny rock just kind of on the ground. Oh. It's just there.
I inspect it.
Okay. It just looks like a kind of black,
shiny rock. Hey, this is a black, shiny rock?
Weird.
Huh.
As you keep moving, you hear another one. Again, it falls to the side of you. Just another kind of black.
This time I jump on his back.
What? Wait, you're on. But is he not still on your back?
I jump on. I do some circus maneuver.
You like tumble forward, and then you somehow come out of the sound like a little tumble, and you're on his back somehow.
Yeah. Zoinks.
So you're on his back. Which is a very dumb place to be.
Oh, no.
One of the black rocks, or what seems like a rock, falls and it lands on your shoulder. Oh. And you feel a quick sting in your shoulder.
Ow!
And then it kind of, you don't feel anymore. You know, it's not.
Okay. It's just not a quick sting.
I set him down and I say, what happened?
Take a look at it.
You take a point of damage.
Take a look at my shoulder. You see anything?
And I take a look at it, I guess.
Okay. You see the black, like, rock-looking thing is on his shoulder. Like, it's attached to his shoulder.
Oh.
Get
it off now. Get it off.
We got a problem. If I don't want to touch. I don't want to touch it.
Shoot it.
I pull out my pistol out of reflex and I aim it.
I don't want. What if I miss?
Shoot it off the shoulder.
A fire warning shot.
And I fire a warning shot.
Just next to
him? Shoot it off!
Okay. And I try and bang it with the butt of my gun.
It doesn't move.
Uh-oh.
Take this! And I hand him my lightsaber.
Oh, shit.
No. Split it! Get it off! Okay. Get it off!
And I light the lightsaber. It always feels heavier than you think it's going to feel. Oh, God! Okay. And then I go and I... Stop moving! Ooh, mama. And I touch it.
Nothing happens.
Oh. I got a little bit of back meat there, bud.
It's still attached. He touches it with the lightsaber, and it, deflects it, but just nothing happens.
Okay, I attempt to do a force thrust against it. Okay, it is a 30.
What's your reflex?
Oh, Christ. A 30 against my reflex?
Yeah.
22.
Okay. So you do, a force thrust, kind of, expelling the force from around you, just, pushing out. It doesn't move. He goes flying.
Son of a bitch.
You roll me a D4 for damage.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
I trusted you.
You take 4 damage. You fly across the room and you hit the wall, but you don't hit it very hard, but you just back into it.
I run over and I help him up.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
My neck.
Before you do that, when you do the force thrust, 3 more fall, and 1 lands on your other shoulder, 1 lands on your chest, and 1 lands on your back, square in your back.
On dick.
Something really bad is happening. I don't like it.
Don't you have some sort of mind twick that you can put on it?
Mind twick?
I attempt to communicate with mind trick to the rocks.
Nothing happens.
Okay. Stay calm. Oh, is there anywhere? Let's just push forward, please.
Yeah. You go and pick him up off the ground, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
You look overhead, and you can see, kind of where you guys were standing. There's just, a collection, again, these black, shiny rocks above there. There doesn't seem to be any above you now. All right, you guys push on forward. And you guys eventually come into the tomb.
Did they hurt?
Three
what?
That's 1 through 10. 3.
Oh, does that how many dropped on you?
No, that's the number you asked.
Oh,
you
yeah,
pick no. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 10.
Actually, the number was 5.
Damn it!
When you guys walk up to the, it's kind of like a sarcophagus. You can tell it's been ransacked. Just like the front door, there's stuff has been opened. The sarcophagus is open. There's various pots and boxes and stuff, and they've all been open. They're all empty.
I'm just slamming these rocks against the boxes and the coffin, just trying to get it off.
So just slamming your body?
I don't think it's helping. I'm just rubbing up
against. You're making a lot of noise.
I don't like it.
Well, I don't care. It's not helping anything. You're stressing me out.
Give me some perception checks, both of you.
22.
Nice. Okay. So while you're slamming your body up against the sarcophagus and the crate and stuff, trying to get these things off, you hit the sarcophagus pretty hard, and again it's open, so you see a skeleton,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of shifts over, it kind of slumps to the side. You can see in the rib cage there's what looks to be, it looks very similar to the holocron that you have.
So I just stop completely. I'm just staring.
What is it? Is it a dead body? I can't look at a dead body right now.
I need this. It's definitely a body in there. All There's right. bones. I'm going to reach in.
No.
I'm going to reach in. And I reach for the holocron looking thing. I hope I pull it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing happens.
Okay.
You kind of, when you go to touch it, it kind of shifts again.
Mm-hmm.
And you, yeah.
I jump out of scare.
Yeah. But when you jump, you snatch the holocron piece with it. when you pull your hand out. And yeah, you've got the other part of the holocron. And,
hey, well, I've got what I need.
All right.
Actually,
let's get the hell out of here.
I can't.
Why not?
I got to look for one more thing.
You said one side quest.
No, I know. I just need one more thing.
You said one side quest.
Look around all the boxes for a crystal.
I don't want any black ticks.
Do you want me to have a cool lightsaber or not?
Yes.
Okay, help me out.
Fine.
I'm the one with the rocks on me.
Okay, I love you.
Okay. What? What'd you say?
Let's go.
Okay.
So we start looking around.
Okay. With your perception check from earlier, like, you look around, but again, this place has been ransacked. You can see that there's supposed to be stuff here. Mm-hmm. There's supposed to be.
Is there any hidden
credits
like,
and stuff? And then
is
there's
any,
none
like,
of it.
Hidden panels or anything that I can touch to open a door.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I guess this is it.
I guess your princess was in another castle. Let's go.
Wait. How do I get this off?
Well, let's go out in the daylight and take it out and take a good look at it.
Oh, you think it's like a Mogwai?
What the hell is a Mogwai?
Nothing. Let's go.
All right, so you guys take caution when you leave, avoiding the black spots on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And you make your way back out. So, yeah, you exit the tomb of Frida Nunn.
Are the rocks still on me?
Oh, yeah.
I open a comm to Willie.
Willie?
Oh, what's up, Mark?
Listen, Gotta sit here.
Okay.
You ever seen black rocks that stickies to people?
I got a 32.
Jesus.
You have an idea of what they are. Yes. You need to see them, though.
I would need to see them to know exactly.
Well, that's not a problem. I'm bringing them with me.
Okay.
Okay. On our way.
All right.
Hey, Mark, that's where I saw that deer.
What?
There. Over there.
I don't care anymore.
That's where I saw that deer.
So you guys, you make your way back through the forest, and you guys arrive back at your ship right at the time that you guys are walking back up. They are making their way out of the hall with Box Drag. All right, so you all get back on the ship. Sawbone and Willie and Chubrub tell you about what they learned about the Great Hunt.
What happened to your finger?
So I got an altercation with Lynn at the meeting.
Oh, she fucked you up?
Well, I mean, we came to an agreement.
Willie, can you get these off me?
They're gross. I hate them.
Didn't you make another check or for
no.
the Galactic Lore?
No, now that you've looked at them, you know exactly what they are.
I show Willie one on my butt.
No, you didn't get it.
It's just a mole. It's around the same size.
Just a big mole.
Can you get that
around
off?
Around the same size?
Can you get that off?
I won't check it out now, but I should check that out later.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
a
definitely
little more closely.
Should get checked out.
Jesus.
You're not. I don't think your species is supposed to have any growths like that. Especially, especially not bright purple ones.
You know Willie is looking over. He's looking at all the different ones. And yeah, you recognize them. They are orbalisks. They are a parasite. You also know that they are very difficult to take off because once they feel threatened, they start to excrete poison into the host, killing the host.
I'm going to do some research.
Okay.
And see if I can find, like, anything that's useful in taking them off.
And I look at Willie, I'm like, maybe if I flex,
that probably
pop off.
That probably
so I try
help.
Flexing.
You probably just need to be as calm as possible.
Well, and then it hurts you more.
Yeah, you know, you probably just need to be as calm as possible.
It didn't work.
Just, like, lie down and or just meditate.
I meditate.
Breathe, buddy.
Okay.
It's just like that. Just one, meditate.
All right. Give me another... like a galactic lore check. This will be you studying to see.
Or life sciences.
Yeah. Maybe a mixture of the two. We'll take a life science, but we'll say it's a little bit both.
It's a 22.
A little bit both.
Through everything that you look through, no one knows how to get them off.
No one. Well, damn.
Yeah. Most of the time, they're known to just fall off after time, or the person just lives with them for the rest of their life.
Trevor's going to walk up with some salt, some butter, and just start pouring salt on it. Rub some butter on it.
And I smack him away.
Yeah.
Ow,
fuck, stop it!
I was just trying to get it out.
No! I've got an expert on this.
What time is it on Coruscant? Like, where my parents are?
It is 6 p.m.
I'm going to call him.
Okay.
My dad specifically.
Okay.
Willie!
Hey, Dad.
How's it going, son?
It's going... Well, at the moment, it's not great for one of my... compatriots. That's actually why I'm calling you. Sorry, I haven't called in a while.
That's okay.
I hope things are doing well. I actually should be by soon.
Okay, we'd love to see you.
Of course, this is kind of timely, I think. So, my friend has some orbalisks that have gotten onto him. And from what I can find, there's no way to get them off. I didn't know.
Yeah.
No. No way.
No.
Man.
Is your friend a bad person?
I mean, he's... he has his moments.
Okay. They tend to spread on those with ill intent.
So we'll know when he's thinking bad thoughts because they're gonna get bigger?
Yes.
That's fine.
If he, you know... I know the ragtag team you run with. I know that, you know, some of the things that you guys do are questionable.
Only sometimes.
So if, you know, if he were to steal or murder or whatever...
He's a Jedi, so he's not supposed to do that stuff. I don't...
Well, if he's a Jedi, then he should be fine.
Right.
Can I show your dad my mole?
Son, that is poop.
Yeah, you got me. Thank you, Papa Ma. Say hi to Mama Ma for me.
And I leave.
Thanks, Dad. It sucks that there's nothing to do.
Again, if he's a Jedi, he should be fine as long as he doesn't do anything bad.
Fair. What is bad, though? Do we need to have an ethics talk with the Orbalisks?
Well, they seem to be non-sentient,
All right. Well, fair enough.
All right.
It was good to see you.
Well, absolutely.
Hopefully. I should be by in a couple weeks, actually.
All right. Well, then, you know, just give us a call. We'd love to see you, especially your mother.
Of course. Say hi to Mom.
Will do.
Bye.
See ya.
And even though the bad news has been given, I'm just beaming. And I look at Willie. You said friend.
That was your takeaway?
I did.
Aw. And I hug him.
Oh, I don't like raise my arms or anything, but I let him hug me. You got all that though, Mark, right? Mm. No bad.
Yeah.
Where'd you find those?
I'm never bad. What's that?
Where'd you find those?
Oh.
We went on an adventure.
Yep. We did things in a temple.
We saw a dead guy.
Wait.
Yep.
While we were in the meeting, you went on an adventure without us?
Well.
Side quest.
It was I had to go retrieve something from the Frito-Lay's guy.
You saw us leave.
Idea.
What?
Maybe I could talk to the computer.
What are you talking about?
Isn't it the computer that gave you these heebie-jeebies in the first
place?
No,
but like I know an old-timey computer and he talks to me. It's in the little thingy-majig, the holoquan.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe I can ask him about it. I gotta go.
So I run off. I skip to my loo, off to my off to my room.
Okay. You've skipped to your room. So you take the piece of the...
Well, hold on. Before I insert it, I have my foolproof plan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's hear your plan.
Okay. So I open up the holocron again and because I want to talk to the computer real quick. Hey, so I got the other piece.
Good.
Okay. But I got a little, I got a question for you. And if you pass it, I'll insert it. If you fail it, I won't.
Okay.
Okay. Are you a good guy?
Depends on what you think good is.
Oh, boy. Okay, hold on. Are you for the Force or against it?
I'm for the Force.
That's good. Okay. Now, are you light side or dark side?
I am a computer.
Uh-oh. Okay. Huh. You're sneaky. Okay. What does the pot do if I insert it?
It is a memory upgrade. I was deposited into the Nova Vaults thousands of years ago. I only contain part of the knowledge of my maker. The other part, presumably he made before he died. I've been in the vault. I mean, it only contains so much information, but that probably was his plan.
Are you programmed to lie?
No.
One more question.
Okay.
One more. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Guess the number.
5.
Done! Damn it! Okay! So I insert.
Okay. You put it next to it, and it just, like, snaps together. Almost, like, magnetized, where it's just like... He disappears for a second. You see a little loading bar. and then you see the man again, and he looks older, and he's dressed differently. He has scratches, or like scars, I should say, like across his face. So he's got like a kind of a star sort of emblem, like almost looks like he's been Brandon right in the forehead.
What's your name?
My name is Exar Kun.
What do you want?
The question is, what do you want?
Oh, I don't know what I want. What could you teach me?
I could teach you several things, lots of new abilities and powers. I could teach you how to be faster.
Okay.
Stronger.
What can you teach me about these damn things on my body?
He kind of examines you.
Orbalisks.
Uh-huh. I know that bot.
Where did you get those?
Not important, but what is important is me getting them off of my body.
Those don't just live anywhere. Those were set as a trap.
Okay, fine. In order to get you other piece, I had to go see Frito-Lay's.
Frida Nod, yes. That is where I plan on putting part of the holocron.
Yeah, he dead.
As well as... I know he's dead. I stored my lightsaber and some of the special crystals I had, as well as...
Oh, they gone.
That's unfortunate. For you, especially.
Oh, why? Are they dark side crystals?
They're just crystals.
Okay.
That'll tune to whatever side of the force that you happen to be on.
Okay. But, back to the thing. How do I get them off?
Oh, those, you don't get those off.
Fuck. Okay. Well, well, maybe you could teach me some powers and stuff.
Okay.
Go.
It's not that easy.
Okay, teach me. It's gonna take forever.
I need you to travel to Yavin 4.
Why? The last holocron just gave me a power!
I don't know what last holocron you had or who was on it or what information they gave you. But Yavin 4, on that planet is my temple that I built. At the temple, you take the holocrons there, you take them to the heart of the temple, and you meditate for 24 hours.
Okay.
And through that, I will train you to become faster and stronger and far richer than any of your crewmates.
But I don't do rich. I already have money. Okay, but the faster and stronger part's cool. Okay, I'll do it. Maybe I'll do it. I'm going to talk to people first. If I go, I go. You know?
All right.
Okay, bye.
He turns around and kind of just fades. And it starts to close itself back up. And with that extra piece, it's not necessarily like a pyramid anymore. It's like this weird star.
I call a crew meeting.
Okay.
Hey, everybody into the lounge room. So I explain, I show everybody the holocron that's now in the shape of a star looking thing. And I explain that it wants me to go to Yavin 4. And I'm looking for input on what we should do about that. And I have to go into this temple alone to meditate. And I'd tell them about the speed, power, and riches.
Well, we have a timed mission basically already.
Right.
So that needs to be top priority. But we also are going across the galaxy, so...
Do you think it's a good idea for me to do this? What's up, Force user? What do you think?
Man, as long as I don't get that shit sticking out of me, I'm good. I gotta keep my coat pristine and white.
Yeah, we can fit it in.
All right.
I mean, we're already going to, three Buc-ee's, so we might as well put another one on the stop.
That's true.
That's so true.
All right, well, if you guys are comfortable with it, then I'll do it, okay?
Just know I'm watching that stupid box.
What's that?
Best friend, piece of shit.
All right, so you guys continue your way back to Nar Shaddaa.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.